Welcome. I'm Halcyon, and this is Hug Nation. Today, the topic is trying to be authentic. My friend Cynthia made a post this week where she said, trying to be authentic isn't being authentic. And I was like, ooh, and I had one of those things of like, I'm so vain, I probably think this post is about me. Like, oh, wait, is that me? Because I feel like I really spend a lot of time thinking about authenticity, and I spend a lot of time thinking about the challenge of being authentic and the process of trying to share the journey of vulnerability and authenticity. And the truth is, sometimes I'm critical, not just of myself, but of others. And one thing that I've become aware of and is that sometimes when people have a waking up experience and people become aware that the scripts that they've followed their whole lives, the definitions of success they followed their whole lives, that they no longer ring true. In fact, they may be entirely false and may be a part of some socialization system that is keeping you from your truth, that is keeping you chasing a white picket fence and a financial success or prestige level that has nothing to do with who you are and what you desire, but has more to do with a script that you've been given. Now, that isn't to say that a white picket fence couldn't bring you all sorts of peace and joy. It doesn't mean to say that having prestige couldn't be a result of you following your truth. It doesn't mean to say that having traditional success isn't also a part of your truth. It just means that you need to do inquiry and make sure that that is what's happening and that you're not chasing what you've been told is a pretty girl instead of chasing the person that turns you on. And that pretty girl is a metaphor because, yes, I'm talking about your physical desires, but also your desires for the picture of the way you think your life should look. And I think that often when people wake up to that discord between their truth and what they've been told, there is this powerful feeling of wanting to spread the word, this desire to share and to teach and to life coach. And I think that that is a really beautiful desire. And in fact, I think maybe I sometimes wish that I didn't doubt myself so much and felt a little more carefree in the standing on the mountaintop and saying, listen to me, I have the truth. But I think that something that can happen is in that phase of going from forgetting to remembering to not knowing and knowing, there's this brightness, this shift that is a little naive. And that there's this desire to share what you've been taught, share what you've been revealed to you. But it comes across as words. It comes across as a book report. It's like going to see Tony Robbins, having him like get you all excited, and then sharing what you learned. Nothing wrong with that. It is a beautiful instinct and is a beautiful, community building is a beautiful, stepping outside of your path and trying to share that path. That is beautiful. But I think it is important to be aware when you are sharing a lesson that you've been taught, which is different than a lesson that you have learned. Often, I think there is a weight lacking when you do not have experience to back up the wisdom. Again, there is nothing wrong with giving a book report on A Course in Miracles. That is different than following the course, having an experience, and sharing the wisdom that you've acquired through walking the walk. I'm trying to say that without being too critical, or without being too critical of myself, or without trying to confess too many of my shortcomings, because there's a value to any attempt to be your truth, walk your truth, and share your truth. I just think that there is also a value to the awareness, the self-awareness of our limitations, of the difference between information, knowledge, and maybe knowledge like you read, and knowing which you experience. Wisdom versus information. And information can be the tools that get you to wisdom. In the same way, you know, that I like to talk about Burning Man, with full knowledge that nothing that I say is going to be anything other than information. It's not going to be wisdom until you are there, dirty, dusty, creating, sharing, and gifting. That is when it's going to become wisdom. Until that point, there's nothing wrong with acquiring information, with reading books, with ingesting a book report, as long as you know that the map is different than the territory. And I think that the again, I'm trying to be compassionate in this awareness, because it's partially it's an awareness of self. Like I said, when I first read this, I'm like, are they talking about me? And also, nobody worth listening to does not have a healthy dose of humility wrapped around their ego and their human experience. I think a true guru is one who is very aware of the limitations of the information that they're able to share. It's why so many Zen paths are ones where you are given questions that have no answers. You are given tasks that require you to hit a dead end or to act spontaneously, because you cannot get to the punchline through intellect. You can't explain a joke into being funny. You can't think your way into enlightenment. You can't seek the lack of ambition. So something that was beautiful to watch this thread and listen to people talk about it. And so I wrote something where I said that I try to be authentic. But in trying, that lacks authenticity. And so it becomes this, like, oh, well, now that I've realized that I'm being inauthentic by trying, so now I'm going to share that and try to share my inauthenticity in an attempt to be authentic. And then in doing that, I've now been inauthentic again. And so it's kind of this like spiraling out. And I feel like there is this big picture human awakening journey that I'm falling through and tripping along, that we so often is the path of the seeker, in which you wake up and then want to be of service, want to heal the world, want to heal yourself and heal the world and fix things and be a part of the light. And then with some practice and some wisdom, come to the truth of, oh, actually, there's nothing wrong. There's nothing broken. There's nothing that needs fixing. If I'm trying to fix things, then I am caught up in that same human desire to fix, to change, to grow, to be in charge and control, that lacks a faith in the grand unfolding of things. And so then you surrender and go, ah, maybe I do not need to fix anything. Maybe it's all perfect. And then from that place, from that surrender, then you simply get present and act from the truth of that moment. and without trying to fix things, without going to battle, without trying to find a hill to conquer, you walk the warrior's path. You heal yourself and you heal the planet, not as part of your agenda, but part of the natural flow of putting one foot in front of the other, of taking one breath at a time, of loving in that moment and doing inquiry on any thought that is out of alignment with truth and love and compassion and kindness. And so then that I won't say effortless, because there's a ton of effort. There's a ton of challenges and struggle required to be in alignment and authentic. But it's effortless in the sense of you are working with the current. You're working with the flow. You are riding a wave. So you are catching and paddling to this massive wave, and it's scary, and it's takes all your energy and concentration. But it's different than paddling out against the surf. The rewards are greater. The feeling of connection is greater. The feeling of being a part of a natural order is inherent in that process, because you're floating more and steering less, or the steering that you're doing is to set your sails so that they're catching the wind instead of paddling against the wind. Now, one thing that came out a bunch of times in this thread, the first thing I said is, I try to be authentic. And first, Cynthia mentioned the idea that maybe try to remove the word try, try to remove try. So how about this? Remove try from my vocabulary. And a bunch of other people followed up and they echoed that sentiment in the way that only Yoda can, which was do or do not, there is no try. And it was interesting because I thought of those things in very different ways. When I hear Yoda say it, do or do not, there is no try, I hear it as a response to Luke Skywalker's doubt, saying like, I can't do that, but I'll try. But the way I was hearing it from Cynthia was in that shift of awareness that trying implies that you are practicing. You are seeing if you could do it. But in the human path of life, there is no practicing. There's just doing or not doing. So even if you are doing something for the first time, even if you don't know if you can do it, in that act, you are not trying to do it. You are doing it. You might fail at it, but you are doing it, because there is a difference when you feel that you are active in your choices as opposed to passively saying, well, I'm just going to try. And that hit me pretty hard. I think there's a lot of things that I soften my commitment to because I'm afraid of saying I'm going to do it. I'm afraid of failing. I'm afraid that if I say I'm doing this, then when I fall short, when I stumble, when I fail, which is a perfect and valid and important part of growth, I'm afraid of that. And so by saying I'm trying to do something, if I fail, I never said I was going to do it. You know, so the trying to remove try from my vocabulary is less about the vocabulary and more about recognizing that if I am acting in any way, I am doing. And so that is part of my practice right now. The authenticity that I am walking is one that has stumbles and failures in it. But it is one where every step I am doing. If I am in motion, I am doing. I am not trying. I am doing. Doing and failing. Doing and failing is the active path of growth. Whereas trying is kind of wishy-washying. So I am doing my best. Nope, that's still softening it. I am doing this path as a warrior, risking failure, risking embarrassment and discomfort, because that is the path of the warrior. That is the path of growth. That is how we acquire wisdom. Do or do not. Authentically. Thank you for those reminders. I hope that they resonate with you and you can help to reflect and remind me of this path of doing, of growth, of healing, of loving. I love you. We also have extra stuff available on the Patreon page now, patreon.com/halcyon. And if you are feeling like, man, I'm having so much fun with Hugnation, then please leave a review on iTunes or YouTube, or tell a friend, or share a video, or tattoo something on your face or chest that says love more, fear less, or your arm, or your inner thighs, or your lip right here. Oh, I don't want to tell you how to tattoo yourself.